Welcome to Elevate with Bridget. I am your host, Bridget Adofoe Japon. Bridget is an author, motivator, and a personal development enthusiast. Have you subscribed to the show yet? If you have not, this is what you do when you subscribe to the show. You inform yourself that I want to always listen to Elevate with Bridget, and one way you can help yourself is to push the tackle to subscribe so that each time an episode goes live, you'll be notified that there's a live episode on Elevate with Bridget. In today's episode, I will share with you some chapters of the mindset in my latest book, Begin Anyway, and we will and also help you to empower the mind. Today's sponsor is from Allison Online Learning. Allison is a great place to learn new things about different disciplines in life, especially personal development, mental health. Guess what? They have some assessment on mental health. So if you want to assess your mental health, if you want to find the right career, you want to assess your personality, I will leave the link so that you do that. So the platform is free to learn, and guess what? I've been a student on this platform for over 12 years now. Yes. So I will drop the link in the episode show notes so that you find more about Allison.com. So let the action begin. Yeah. So Begin Anyway is a conversational, relatable, personal development, self-help, business book. a lot of titles, if I will have to say it that way. Chapter 1. It says, your mind is killing you. I have had instances in which people have asked me, Bridget, you're a consultant, podcast host, and author. You do all these things at the same time. How is it possible that you can do all these things? I often tell them, it is all about the mind and how you have programmed it to work for you, plus character. If you are wondering how you are going to do that, then this book is for you to convince you to take action on your dreams. You have a dream, but you are contemplating if you can work on it to the extent of making plans for it. You have heard motivational messages and speeches and watch more inspirational videos to ensure it happens. Their message has a core motive to encourage you to start working on this project you have in mind. From seminar to seminar and conference to conference, you have attended many of them. Anytime you hear of one on television or on the various social media, you are part of it just to be motivated to start on the projects or business. It's like nothing is working. From 1 to 5th month, so the 65th month, you have applied 0 action to your dream project or business. You do not want to work on the project you have conceptualized. Why the wait? If you have experienced this for some time, this book is going to help you to turn your idle moments into action. You have been wondering if something is wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with your motivation. It doesn't mean you are not motivated enough. You have all the accolades to raise your energy and so high. This might be your problem. Your mindset towards what you want to begin is vastly different from what you can do. You have been nurtured and infused with idea that everything has to be perfect. Yes. You have the mindset that everything has to be perfect with 0 mistakes. On top of this, you believe you aren't competent to start. As soon as you make a mistake, you stop. Your mindset is telling you everything has to be good from the onset and you should not make mistakes. Therefore, you have not started at all, still waiting for the perfect time to begin. You are stuck. You have done nothing on it. This is killing your dreams. It needs to be commenced, but you are blocking its lead time to start and move forward. What are you waiting for? Let's find reasons why you don't want to start on the project you have instilled in your mind for so long. So here is a self-reflection corner, and it is about some questions to help you. It says, what is keeping you from starting? Do you know the reason for that? List all the reasons hindering your progress. Chapter 2, being told you have to start big. You are still stuck on not touching any surface of what you want to work on, and believe this will yield results. You can change people's life by solving problems they face in life. Your energy to work on them is high. You thought, let me put a stop to this thing I want to bring on board. Though it is my wish to solve this particular problem in society, I love this, but I have to put a stop to it. I need some sophisticated equipment and tools to enable me to work well on it. This is another problem that prevents us from working on our dreams. We just want to wait on it. We don't want to start. Though you heard that you could work well on this endeavor you are about to take, you need to get some perfect tools to encourage you to perform well on it. Within yourself, you know you can't get these tools now. Therefore, you want to hurt what you desire for yourself, your dream. There is a lot of perception you have heard about starting something new in life, and this has guided your life and loved ones on how to start anything, which is something which is simple to your world. Thus, you have to start projects that are big. Since the scenes are beautiful and appealing, you have seen how projects are started as big and the success story behind, which looks good to you. You also want to start that way because of how society have taught you to think regarding that, and this is drawing you back to never taking any action towards them. The desire to start is there, but you don't have the sophisticated tools to get the results on whatever endeavor you are working. You don't know what to do, whether you have to still wait until you have enough resources before you can start on it, which is seen as perfect. It seems like you have waited for some years now and you are still waiting. You get confused when you see other people do similar things to yours who have progressed. You lie on the thin line whether to start and follow their footsteps or wait for those tools to make your delivery better before you start. This is one thing pushing you away from doing what you want to do for your life. What is your mind telling you about starting? Is this positive or negative? Is your mind telling you to refrain from what you want to do regarding your dreams? Yes. Last chapter of this book about the mindset under the session perception. Yeah. So I'll be reading. Says the chapter is the fear is taking you up. You are still in fright mode. Your heart and mind are too heavy for this. Your heart trembles whenever you think about this. You recall a project idea. You wanted to do some time ago, but each time you remember it, you shake a little and brush it away. In no time, it brings your mind back to it again. Is something communicating to you to start? Have you done anything about it? You try to listen to what your mind and heart are communicating to you. The thought comes in about the project to help people around you. This time, you have a second thought. This time, I will listen to the voices in my head telling me about this project. I see myself doing this. You agree to go for the project or business idea. Now, an idea was dropped in your mind that it wasn't a good one, but a negative one to look down on yourself, a thought of negative judgment and doubt. This is making you ask this question, what if I fail? There is a big problem inside of me of failing in this. Fear of whether people will love it. Since you have tried this move before, you are reconsidering it if you can, but your thought is telling you otherwise that you cannot do it, which is increasing the fear inside of you. Are you in this dilemma? Are you afraid to start due to the fear of failure? Beginning a new initiative can be hectic to start. A lot of thoughts and ideas come to mind to judge and assess if you can do it and if this work is for you. Your mind takes you back to an event you have not done this before and you would feel. With this, it is a positive stand that you are beginning a new initiative. Due to this judgment, some never start at all, whilst others use it as an avenue to proceed with what they want to do with their endeavor. Another way fear takes us up is stories we have heard about people's failure. Some of the failure stories you hear when you want to start are just overwhelming. You can't believe that your project or business, which you would love to work on and can't wait to dive into, might end up like those you hear. These stories inform you on how they started and failed. The stories are touching, and you don't want to end up that way because you feel that is similar to yours. The concept and the way they worked is very near to what you are about to do. This has affected your desire to act. Will you let the events control your decision, or you control that and start? If you are found in the situation of what you feel or stories you have heard not to act can be positioned to encourage you, this book will help you prepare your mind to succeed amidst the fear. Self-reflection corner. What is fear telling you about your projects? What encounters have you had leading you never to start? How did it start? What can you do to stop it? So, this is the end of my reading. By reading this passage, it tells us that everything that stops us from working on our dreams starts with the mind. So, even when you get the idea, it is concepts in the brain, the mind. And when you want to start, you get self-judging thoughts. It's from the mind. It's not like from anywhere, the mind. So the mind is powerful. So one way, these are the ways that doubt, you want to start perfect, what if I fail, fear, and what others will say. There are lots of reasons leading us not to work on our dreams. Yes. So, and when it comes like that, what will you do? What I realized through my experience, when I want to start projects, I want to start anything I desire, there is doubt. Doubt can never be out of the equation. I will say it's part of our success story. So when it comes, you know, before it will come and you start concepting it and it will affect your life, your decision, it takes processes. Like, it takes its time to materialize your thoughts and your actions. So when you are working on your dream and you have experienced something like that, it also takes process to run away or to overcome it. Yeah. So if you are experiencing something like that, know that it will take time. So I do want you to still work on your dream, but always empower the mind to slowly move forward. I have seen a trend moving on, so on the social media, especially I've seen it on Instagram, especially where they'll put either a glass of Coke filled with Coke or coffee or any dark color, and then someone will be pouring water. It will be full, all right. is very dark and the person will be pouring water into it, and so the water poured into that glass overflowed. It was dark, then it was changing color to light color, and then it still the person was pouring the water until the water became clear. With this scenario, it tells you that even there are a lot of things we go through, it is a process. So when you start and you are starting something, you are trying to overcome it, it is never a fast solution or fast process. It is slowly, because these things develop slowly in steps. So yes, so when you are overcoming fear, you are overcoming that mindset of the perfection mindset, the what if I fail mindset, it will take some time to overcome it. So don't put too much force on yourself when things are not working your way regarding doubt, imposter, fear. Always remember that it takes time. It takes time for things to change. So it will also take time for other things to change in your life. Yes, so this is the reading for Begin Anyway. So the concept was to help people work on their dream. I know people who have stuck dreams over 10 years, 20 years. They have it all right. They have the idea all right. But how to start? The doubt is killing them. Fear is killing them. Imposter is killing them. Some even die with that idea. So are you going to sit down for your idea, your dream projects, your dream business to start inside you forever? You can make a change by creating it, developing it, testing it, working on it slowly each day. Someone out there need that product, need that project, need that business. So the idea is to help you to push all your stuck dreams, stuck projects into action, so that you impact yourself and you impact other people, you achieve your dreams. So that's the concept, and you can find this book on Amazon. Yes, and also you can also enjoy it on Kindle Unlimited. You can enjoy the reading. I know the reason why people usually, especially when it's a new book, they know nothing about the author, and the person is on Kindle Unlimited, they feel a way to try them is to test their test the content of the book. So you can test the content of the book without buying it and enjoy it on Kindle Unlimited. But if you trust me, you can buy the hardcover and ebook format. And also, if you want me to coach you, guide you to start your stuck dream, I can help you out. You just have to send request to me via my email in the show notes. So contact us at BridgetAJaponWrites.com. So that's it. So I also want you to share this episode with others to help those people you feel they have stuck dreams, stuck projects, and turn it into action. So are you ready to start the action of your dream? Don't forget to subscribe to this show if you have not subscribed, or follow this show if you have not followed the show. Thank you so much, and see you in another episode.